The pandemic is taking a toll on the global aviation industry, but Hong Kong's flagship carrier is facing particularly turbulent times. Cathay Pacific has drastically reduced its number of flights since the start of the pandemic as it navigates some of the world's harshest border restrictions and quarantine requirements. And its staff are being blamed for a fifth wave in Hong Kong, the territory's first outbreak in months after a crew member breached quarantine. The government has responded by tightening the rules for returning air crews even further and have banned flights from a number of countries. A Cathay Pacific flight attendant who asked Al Jazeera to conceal his identity says he isn't confident the airline will be able to survive the setbacks.
I think it's sad to think what's the future of Cathay is, but due to the situation, we still cannot see any future of ourselves. We are not same as the other country, which their like air crew business is starting back to normal. In Hong Kong, we still have many restrictions.
Before coronavirus, this was one of the world's busiest airports. But after the pandemic hit, Hong Kong introduced tough restrictions and it became a ghost town. Now, under new measures to contain the Omicron variant, it's unclear when the territory's aviation industry will be able to take off again.
A government advisor and top epidemiologist, Ivan Hung, says although Omicron is a milder variant than Delta, the border controls are necessary.
If you allow the virus to run wild, basically you put a lot of stress on the health system. And of course, with a not satisfactory so-called vaccination rate at 70%, you will have obviously a lot of cases.
Thousands of flights were cancelled over the year-end holiday period when news of Omicron emerged, and many governments banned flights from South Africa. And in the United States, a mix of Omicron and rough weather continues to create headwinds for the sector, with hundreds of flights cancelled this week as the virus grounds crew members.
Flight cancellations are frustrating for everybody. Obviously, they are frustrating for the passengers who are affected. But it's also frustrating for the airlines because they've taken a lot of steps to get through the pandemic.
Frustration continues to grow here, with many now asking whether these ramped up rules will undermine its self-titled role as Asia's world city. Britt Clenett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.